You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. Two deaths occurred recently at ski resorts in the Tetons. Both skiers died after falling into tree wells, open spaces with less snow formed around their trunks that can often lead to suffocation in the snow. KHOL's Dante Philpola-Ankeny reports on the dangers resorts pose after heavy snowfall.
Four people have died at U.S. ski resorts nationwide this year. Half in the Jackson Hole area. That's according to Paul Bogger, who has been tracking snow immersion suffocation deaths at U.S. ski resorts for decades. He's the director of Northwest Avalanche Institute and says about five deaths in the U.S. happen every year after skiers become buried in snow. And the majority of those deaths are due to tree wells at ski resorts.
So it's an inherent risk in the mountains, and these are accidents that primarily happen at skiers.
Bogger says deaths at resorts are more prevalent than in the backcountry because of the frequency skiers can encounter hazards due to the ability to ride up a lift and take multiple laps down. Ways to mitigate the risk include being aware and riding with a friend, but Bogger says the risk is inevitable.
Bottom line is partners aren't enough. And I see this all the time. Everybody says, oh yeah, yeah, I know, ski with a partner. It's like, no. The phrase that you need to repeat is keep your partner in sight.
He says his research shows the dangers increase when the mountain gets about 2 feet of snowfall within 48 hours, and that although many people seek fresh powder, the best way to avoid an accident is to stay out of the trees and stick to the groomers on heavy snow days. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Philpola-Ankeny.
The Wyoming Game and Fish Commission voted in favor of two controversial issues at their meeting in Pinedale this week. First on the docket was the sublet pronghorn herd, which has one of the longest migrations in the U.S. They approved the state continuing down the road of an official migration corridor designation. It's a lengthy process that could easily take a year and ultimately needs the governor's okay. The commissioners also approved the state's elk feed ground management plan. It's a broad document that recognizes that elk's reliance on feed grounds needs to be reduced because of disease, but that population objectives and private property can't be damaged in the process. The approval now allows Jackson and Pinedale stakeholders to iron out these details for each of the six herd units that rely on state feed grounds. Home values spiked in the state during the pandemic, and they haven't fallen. Lawmakers pushed for property tax relief on multiple fronts during this year's legislative budget session. KHOL's David Dudley reports that one bill may refund senior citizens up to 50% of their property taxes.
Wyoming property values have ballooned by 300% since 2000, driving property taxes sky high. Wyomingites 65 and older have been hit especially hard. If they've owned their homes for more than 10 years, property taxes rose in lockstep as their home values skyrocketed. Democratic Representative Liz Storer has felt the impact in Teton County.
Our median property tax for this year in Teton County is over $11,000. That's more than four times what any other county has. So this is a meaningful reduction in taxes.
The bill is awaiting Governor Gordon's signature. If signed into law, it will go into effect in 2025. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm David Dudley in Cheyenne.
This is KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.